Welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're going to be checking out the world of CRM.
CRM.
Yeah, customer relationship management. Specifically, Espo CRM, which is an open source platform. And yeah, it's been kind of making some waves. And what we've got in front of us are two sources, their official website and their GitHub repository. You know, you might be surprised how much you can learn about a company and a product by kind of comparing these two side by side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one is that really polished storefront trying to attract the widest audience. And then the other is giving us a peek under the hood, how it all works, the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start with that storefront, the Espo CRM website. And the first thing that jumped out at me was how much they emphasize ease of use and highlight features. I mean, right away, you've got these big, bold numbers, 50,000 plus companies using Espo CRM, operating in 163 countries. And a history stretching back 10 years.
Classic social proof, right? Yeah. Building that trust and credibility right up front, the numbers tell you they're established, they've got global reach, and they've stood the test of time. That's reassuring for any business, I think, considering a CRM.
Yeah, for sure. And then they break it down by industry. Wholesale, retail, e-commerce, healthcare. It's a pretty extensive list. It feels like they're saying, no matter what business you're in, we gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, it's smart. Showcasing that versatility, they're casting a wider net. They're not limiting themselves to any niche market, which makes sense, I think, from a growth perspective.
Right. Oh, and I love this. The get started now and demo buttons, those calls to action. I mean, you can't miss them. They're not shy about encouraging you to jump in and experience Espo CRM firsthand.
Yeah, they're capitalizing on that initial interest. It's all about converting a website visitor into an actual lead.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing 101.
Absolutely. All right, so we've seen the shiny exterior. Let's get into the engine room. The Espo CRM GitHub repository. Now, if you're not familiar with GitHub, it's essentially a platform for developers to collaborate on code. This is where we see the guts, the nitty-gritty of how Espo CRM actually works, you know, the kind of things that tech-savvy users would be interested in.
Yeah, and the language shifts really noticeably, doesn't it? The About section on the GitHub repo emphasizes that open-source nature of Espo CRM. They talk about transparency, customization, clean interface,
and
a straightforward REST API.
Oh, hold on. REST API. You know, for those of us who aren't fluent in developer speak, could you maybe unpack that a little bit? What is a REST API and why should a business care about that?
Sure. So in the simplest terms, API, which stands for Application Programming Interface, it allows different software applications to talk to each other. And REST is a specific architectural style for building those APIs. It's become really popular. You see it everywhere. And for a business, having that REST API means that Espo CRM can easily integrate with other tools and systems that they might be using. It opens up a world of possibilities for data sharing and automation.
So if a company wants to connect Espo CRM with their accounting software or their marketing automation platform, the REST API makes that process a lot smoother.
Absolutely. It's like having a universal translator for all of your software.
Got it. Okay. Now back to the GitHub repo. They also highlight installation instructions, documentation. It seems like they're putting a lot of emphasis on supporting that community.
Yeah. And that's crucial for open source projects. The community, the developers, and the users who are contributing to the software, they're essential. I mean, they help identify bugs. They propose new features. They ultimately make the software better.
Okay, so we've got the website, which is all about, you know, attracting a broad audience. And then you've got that GitHub repo, which is more technical and geared towards developers. Interesting how they're catering to those two very different groups.
Yeah, and it's a smart strategy. You know, they're acknowledging that there are different stakeholders involved in deciding to adopt a CRM. You've got business leaders who are looking for solutions. And then you've got the IT folks who actually have to implement and maintain it. By addressing both of those audiences, they increase their chances of success.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, as we were digging through both the website and the GitHub repository, a few specific details kind of jumped out at us. And let's start with some of the technical language they use on GitHub. I noticed terms like solid principles, interfaces, static typing, and generics. I mean, what does all that jargon tell us about how they're developing the software?
Well, it signals to me that they're focused on building a high-quality, maintainable code base. So solid principles are a set of guidelines for writing software that is easy to understand, easy to modify, and easy to extend over time. It's about making sure that the code is robust and scalable, which is, I think, essential for a CRM that needs to grow with a business.
So even though I might not understand the technical specifics, it's reassuring to know that those terms indicate a commitment to building a solid foundation for the software, right?
Exactly. It's like building a house, right?
Yeah.
Strong materials, good structural design. It might not be flashy, but it's essential for stability and longevity.
I like that analogy, yeah. And both the website and the repo emphasize community and support, which you already said was so important for these open source projects. But I'm curious, how exactly does Espo CRM cultivate that community involvement? What are they doing to encourage people to actually participate?
Well, they've got a very active forum where users can ask questions, share tips, and connect with each other. They also have extensive documentation and clear guidelines for anybody who wants to contribute code changes. They're really creating a collaborative environment where people can learn from each other and help improve the software.
That's fantastic. Okay, there's one more detail I want to touch on before we move on. The website mentions something called extensions. What are those and how do they fit into the bigger picture of Espo CRM?
So think of extensions as add-ons. They provide specialized features or integrations with other tools. They let you customize Espo CRM beyond its core functionality. So if you need to integrate with a specific accounting software, or you want to add a feature that's, you know, tailored to your industry, there's probably an extension out there for that.
So it's like taking a basic model and then adding on features to create a custom solution that perfectly fits your needs.
Exactly. And that's one of the big advantages of open source software. It gives you the flexibility to tailor that solution to your unique requirements.
Okay, so we've got that dual approach, open source advantages, that power of community. We see the range of features it offers. But what stands out to you as the most compelling aspect of Espo CRM? What sets it apart?
You know, for me, I think it's that unique blend of flexibility and affordability, all backed by a strong community. You know, Espo CRM offers a level of customization that you just rarely find in traditional CRMs, especially at such a low cost. And that vibrant community is a real asset. It provides support and resources for businesses of all sizes.
I agree. It really showcases the power of open source software to level the playing field, give businesses more control over their technology and their budgets. We were talking earlier about how Espo CRM could potentially disrupt the CRM market. And now that we've seen what it offers, I'm even more convinced that it has the potential to really shake things up.
Yeah, think about it. The traditional CRM model has been dominated by big players with deep pockets. They're pushing proprietary platforms. And Espo CRM is a viable alternative. It's a way for businesses to break free from vendor lock-in and take control of their technology destiny.
Yeah, it's like they're offering a breath of fresh air in an industry that can sometimes feel a bit stale.
Exactly. And as more businesses discover those advantages of open source, that flexibility, affordability, and control we keep talking about, the demand for those qualities is only going to grow.
Right, right. It could lead to a real shift in the market. With more emphasis on transparency, customization, and community involvement, those traditional CRM vendors might even need to adapt their strategies to stay competitive.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. And that brings me to a final thought I wanted to share. We focused a lot on how Espo CRM empowers businesses. But what about individual users? Could this open source approach change how we think about and interact with our own data?
That's an interesting perspective. In a world where data privacy and ownership are becoming increasingly important, open source software offers that level of transparency that's often missing in those closed systems.
Right. You can actually see how your data is being used, which allows you to make more informed choices about the tools that you use. It puts the power back into the hands of the individual.
It's something to consider for sure. As you explore different technologies, don't overlook that potential of open source. It might just be the key to a more equitable and empowering digital future.
I think that's a great note to end on.
So until next time, keep diving deep and don't be afraid to explore those uncharted waters. You never know what treasures you might find.
It's fascinating, isn't it? How Espo CRM manages to cater to both the technical and the non-technical audience. We've talked about the website, the GitHub repo, but I think this dual approach speaks to the power of open source software as a whole.
It definitely seems like a key advantage, but how does that actually translate into benefits for a business?
Well, imagine you're a business owner and you're frustrated with your current CRM. Maybe it's missing a key feature or it doesn't integrate with another tool that you rely on. With a traditional closed source system, you're basically stuck.
Yeah.
Right? You're at the mercy of that vendor, hoping that they'll address your needs in a future update.
Oh, I've been there. It is so frustrating to feel like you're limited by the software that you're paying for.
Exactly. But with Espo CRM, you have options. If you have the technical expertise, you can dive into that GitHub repo we talked about and customize the platform yourself. Or you can hire a developer to make those changes for you. You're not locked into that rigid system.
So it's like having a tailor-made CRM suit, perfectly fitted to your business, no more off-the-rack compromises.
That's a great analogy. And it goes beyond just addressing those immediate needs. Open source software encourages experimentation and collaboration. Businesses can actually share their custom modifications with the community, leading to this constant evolution of the platform. Everyone benefits.
That's a fantastic point. And let's not forget the cost savings. I mean, traditional CRMs can come with some pretty hefty subscription fees that really add up, especially as your business grows.
Right. And with Espace CRM, the core software is free to use. You only pay if you need additional support or custom development. And that can be a huge advantage for startups or small businesses with limited budgets.
So could Espo CRM's open source model actually disrupt the CRM market? Could it challenge those big expensive platforms that have dominated the industry for so long?
It's definitely a possibility. I mean, as more businesses realize those benefits of open source, the flexibility, the affordability, that control, I think the demand for those qualities is likely to grow.
It's like Espo CRM is planting a seed. And that seed has the potential to grow into something really transformative.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked a lot about the technical aspects and business benefits, but there's another element that I think is absolutely crucial for open source projects, community. We saw how both the website and the GitHub repo emphasize community support.
Yeah. Why is that community so vital in the open source world?
Well, think of it as a safety net. It's a network of users and developers who support each other, share knowledge, and contribute to the development of the platform. And it's especially valuable for businesses that might not have in-house tech expertise. They can turn to the community for guidance, troubleshooting, even custom development.
So it's like having a built-in support system, a team of people who are invested in the success of the software.
Exactly. And Espo CRM seems to be doing a great job of fostering that community spirit. Active forum, comprehensive documentation, they encourage contributions to the code base. That collaborative environment is what really makes open source software thrive.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. The dual approach, open source advantages, the role of community. But let's get down to brass tacks. What are the actual features that Espo CRM offers? What can businesses DO with this software?
Well, at its core, Espo CRM provides a wide range of tools to manage customer interactions, sales pipelines, marketing campaigns, and more. And it all starts with a centralized hub for your customer data. You can track contacts, leads, accounts, opportunities, even interactions across different channels like email, phone calls, and social media.
So it's like having a superpowered digital Rolodex, keeping all your customer information organized and accessible.
Yes, but it goes beyond just contact management. Espo CRM helps streamline your sales process from lead generation to closing deals. You can visualize your sales pipeline, track the progress of deals, even automate follow-ups to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks.
It's like having a virtual assistant guiding you through every step of the sales process.
That's a good way to put it. And for businesses that rely heavily on marketing, Espo CRM offers tools to create targeted email campaigns, track their performance, and analyze the results. You can segment your audience, personalize your messaging, and automate workflows to nurture leads and hopefully convert them into loyal customers.
So a comprehensive marketing platform built right into the CRM. No need for separate tools or complex integrations.
Exactly. And that's one of the key takeaways here. Espo CRM is designed to be a one-stop shop for managing all aspects of your customer relationships. Whether you're a small startup or a large enterprise, you can find the tools you need to streamline your processes, improve efficiency, and ultimately grow your business.
We've covered a lot in this deep dive. We explored the two sides of Espo CRM, the open source advantages, the power of community, and the range of features it offers. But I'm curious, what stands out to you as the most compelling aspect of Espo CRM? What sets it apart?
Yeah, for me, it's that unique blend of flexibility and affordability, all backed by a strong community. Espo CRM offers a level of customization that you rarely find in traditional CRMs, especially at such a low cost. And that vibrant community is a real asset, providing support and resources for businesses of all sizes.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it really showcases the power of open source software, leveling the playing field, giving businesses more control over their technology and their budgets.
We were talking earlier about how Espo CRM could potentially disrupt the CRM market. And, you know, now that we've seen what it offers, I'm even more convinced that it has the potential to really shake things up. Yeah, think about it. That traditional CRM model has been dominated by these big players with deep pockets, right? They're pushing these proprietary platforms. And Espo CRM presents a viable alternative, a way for businesses to break free from that vendor lock-in, take control of their technology destiny.
It's like they're offering a breath of fresh air in an industry that can sometimes feel a bit stale.
Exactly. And as more businesses discover those advantages of open source, that flexibility, that affordability, and that control we keep talking about, the demand for those qualities is only going to grow.
Right. It could lead to a real shift in the market, with more emphasis on transparency, customization, and community involvement. Those traditional CRM vendors might even need to adapt their strategies to stay competitive.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. That kind of brings me to a final thought I wanted to share. We've focused a lot on how Espo CRM empowers businesses. But what about individual users? Could this open source approach change how we think about and interact with our own data?
That's an interesting perspective. I mean, in a world where data privacy and ownership are becoming increasingly important, open source software offers a level of transparency that's often missing from those closed systems.
Right. You can actually see how your data is being used, which allows you to make more informed choices about the tools that you use. Puts the power back into the hands of the individual.
Yeah, it's definitely something to consider. As you explore different technologies, don't overlook the potential of open source. It might just be the key to a more equitable and empowering digital future.
I think that's a great note to end on.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you enjoyed exploring the world of Espo CRM with us. Remember, the beauty of open source is that it's constantly evolving. So we encourage you to check out their website, explore their GitHub repository, and see how this innovative platform could benefit your business or even just your own personal tech journey. Until next time, keep diving deep. And don't be afraid to ask those tough questions. See you all in our next deep dive.